online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
With the latest news for Kent at 1, here's Joanna Earle.
The parents of Charlie Gard have walked out of the High Court about the future of their terminally ill son after disagreeing with the judge. They've been trying to convince him Charlie should be taken abroad for experimental treatment. It goes against the advice of doctors here who reckon it wouldn't improve his condition. Spokesperson Alistair Seaton-Marsden read this statement out on behalf of the parents before the hearing.
We are continuing to spend every moment working around the clock to save our dear baby Charlie. We've been requesting this specialised treatment since November.
KMFM News.
The owners of Southern Rail have been ordered to invest more than £13 million into the service to improve performance. It's after passengers endured 18 months of walkouts in a continuing dispute with unions over driver-only trains. Services from Ashford and Tunbridge have been affected. Police and council officials have been heckled by people affected by the Grenfell Tower fire at a public meeting. A police officer was asked why no one's been arrested yet as he announced the investigation would take months. Survivors and victims' families at the meeting in West London say they're not getting answers.
There's no connection between the upper class and the working class whatsoever, and that divide is getting bigger and bigger, and in Kensington and Chelsea is the biggest divide you'll ever see.
And we keep on asking the right questions, simple questions, black and white questions, and we're not getting black and white answers. And that's what we want, really.
An investigation's underway after a woman in her 30s was attacked by a cold caller as she answered her front door in Herne Bay. It's said to have happened at a property in Wrentham Avenue on Tuesday morning. The victim was taken to hospital with a head injury. Police are appealing for witnesses.
This is KMFM.
There are calls for tougher rules on using air guns as stats reveal Kent has seen one of the highest figures in the country for attacks on animals. 192 cases have been recorded since 2012, the fourth highest figure. So far this year, there have been 21 calls to the RSPCA about animals being shot in the county. That's compared to 28 for the whole of last year. Andy Robbins is from the charity.
In Northern Ireland and Scotland, legislation means that you need a licence to hold such a weapon. By bringing in tougher legislation, it would mean that air guns don't tend to fall into the hands of those who will use them irresponsibly and target animals in this way.
Hundreds of counterfeit DVDs, trainers, clothing and bags have been seized from a boot fair near West Malling. Police trading standards officers discovered the items at three different traders' stores at the site in Laysdown on Sunday. Investigations are underway. A Kent police officer who was dragged along by a car as he tried to stop has been nominated for a National Bravery Award. PC John Fordham was also crushed against a traffic pole after pulling the driver over for acting suspiciously in Larkfield in 2014.
Tried to stop the vehicle by pulling the keys out of the car. The vehicle's lurched forward. I've become trapped in the vehicle and it's continued at pace up the slope onto the A20.
A 28-year-old man was jailed for over 3 years after pleading guilty to causing serious injury by dangerous driving. Ariana Grande says she's moved after being made an honorary citizen of Manchester. It's after she arranged a fundraising concert following the suicide bombing at her concert in the city in May. And Craig David's back at Rochester Castle tonight for his second sold-out gig. He added an extra date after tickets for Tuesday's show sold out in just 10 minutes. He's told KMFM he loves performing to fans.
The kind of real release is going on stage and performing those songs and seeing so many different faces and different age groups connecting with songs in different ways. I mean, that's what music's about, no?
Sport.
With dynoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
Now with the latest sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Starting off with tennis, and Johanna Konta's about to become the first British woman to play a ladies' singles semi-final in Wimbledon for 39 years. She faces five-time champion Venus Williams shortly. Speaking before the game, Konta says being roared on by the crowd is a big help.
It makes it more special because it is home and I do get that home support, which I don't get anywhere else. I guess it makes it that much sweeter. But more importantly, actually, I feel very happy and very excited for the battles that I've got to have so far in these championships.
Cricket, and Kent's Tammy Beaumont and Laura Marsh have helped England reach the semi-finals of the Women's World Cup. They beat New Zealand in Derby to guarantee their spot in the last four. Meantime, Kent are travelling to Gloucestershire for their latest game in this season's T20 Blast. It follows the Spitfires' win over Essex at Beckenham on Sunday. Batsman Daniel Bell-Drummond says today's opposition will be tough.
They don't have the names maybe that Essex have, but they're just as effective. They've got some good cricketers, like a lot of clever guys. They always punch above their weight, and yeah, they're a very dangerous team in the South Group, so we know we need to be on it 100%.
Play gets underway at 2:30.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.